This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back to live action. Here's second and eight for the Tigers. Quick pass, Cade Yeager out to Cade Nagy on the right side. Takes it up to the 29-yard line. It's going to be third down and short. Third and looks like a long yard. Third and one. Let's call it for Broken Arrow.
You got Jordan Kelly in the middle here instead of Lee Barnes, but you've got Bacek and Asa Carter. So it looks like they've got their three-man front with a fast, kind of a nickel defense when they run the three fronts and put the fast guys in the game.
There's the tailback for the Tigers here as he replaces Corbin Chambers. And now's the whistle. And Broken Arrow wants a timeout. We'll take it with him here. It's 10-7, Union leading Broken Arrow in the state quarterfinals here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You're listening to KRMG 102.3 740.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Complete the financial forms you file with the court as if they're the most important final exam you will ever take. These forms state your property, your debts, your income, and expenses. They become the battlefields where your most important disputes are fought or settled. Property division, maintenance, child support, attorney fees, even custody is impacted. Fortunately, this is an open book exam. You can even get help from your attorney. But let me warn you, whether too busy or too jaded, attorneys often fail to demand or give these forms the attention their clients deserve. So it may be up to you.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys. Partner men can count on 918-205-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Cordell & Cordell. 8801 South Yell Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to Tulsa Union High School in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where Tucker Dunlap took a direct snap from center on a third and one and went off the right side for about 6 yards to get the first down. It's first down, Broken Arrow at their own 37-yard line. We'll have some first-half stats from Zach in just a moment here, but right now the Tigers waiting for the snap. And again, as their running back, Dunlap keeps it, goes straight ahead. This time he's met right before the line of scrimmage and pushed back. Dunlap taking the direct snap that time, and that was Jordan Kelly, the nose guard, who stacked him up there and pushed him back for no gain on the play. It'll be second and 10. How about those numbers the first quarter
stats? Union has 37 rushing yards, 68 passing, and the BA Tigers have 7 rushing and 110 passing. And so far, just a couple yards here in that the second quarter.
Cade Yeager, the quarterback, comes back in now. They face a second down and 10. But again, Yeager, the quarterback, goes off to the right side, and it's still Tucker Dunlap in there. Their junior running back takes the direct snap. He's going to throw the football off the right side, and is knocked down incomplete defensively there.
Whew. Got one thrown from
way back on that. That was Trey Brown, the OU commit again, was on the coverage. Looked like a good defensive play, but official threw it from a long ways away. It's going to be pass interference on Union.
He got there a little bit early. It's kind of an incidental, but that's probably a good call. But it did come from the judge you wouldn't expect it to from way back.
It's going to move the football all the way into Union territory. Tigers now will have it first and 10 at the Union 48-yard line. Union leading Broken Arrow 10-7 with just less than 2 minutes into the second quarter here of the state quarterfinal playoffs.
Interesting mix up there with Tucker Dunlap in the backfield throwing the ball and running with him.
Yeager now. Back to his quarterback spot there with Dunlap off to his left side. Yeager takes the snap, looks to throw down the right side, has the man on the right sideline and overthrows him. Incomplete. Tended down there for Cade Nagy. Good defensive play by Patrick Fields. The ball just a bit overthrown, though, and it'll be second down and 10 for the Tigers.
Well, they had JT McLeod coming up in press coverage, and they saw that press and were going deep. And great recovery there by Fields in the cover two to come over the top of that, be in great position, and make a deflection.
Second down and 10 at the incomplete pass. Yeager sends three receivers this time to the left side. As Tucker Dunlap just off to his left in the backfield. He waits for the snap from center. Takes it, hands to Dunlap up the middle, and boy, he got nothing. Push back just to hit the line of scrimmage there. Devin Bajek, one of the first Redskins to lead the defensive play there. Also there with Lee Barnes, the nose guard.
Where's Spicer? I don't see Spicer on there. He should be on there. He's our leading tackler for the year. 67 tackles, 33 unassisted. There he is, hiding over there in the green riding. He's what a lightning strike he is.
Just
all over.
Just 1 yard gain on the play, so it's third and nine. Another third and long for Broken Arrow. They're in Union territory, though, at the Redskin 47-yard line. Yeager going to take the snap. Dunlap to his right this time. Yeager back to pass. Looks, being rushed. Hit as he throws, and way overthrows his intended receiver there. It was Damian Everett. He was double covered, though. Patrick Fields was back there. Also back there, Trey Brown was back there. Landon Woods, and he was well covered, though. And incomplete. It'll be fourth down. Nine to go, and punt time again for the Tigers. They send out Chandler Sayed.
Something really important there is Spicer got into the backfield late and kind of hurried that one a little bit. And Cade Yeager had to pick himself up off the ground. And any time you can knock down a quarterback, that's in his head the next time you stand back there just untouched.
Sayed to punt from just outside his own 40-yard line. Landon Wood is back in single safety position for Union. Kick goes off his foot, off the side of the foot to the sideline and out of bounds. We'll see where they're going to spot the football. They're still marking up the fields. They walk across the 30-yard line, the 35-yard line, and he's going to call it right there. Wow.
Net 11-yard punt.
11 yards on the punt for
After he
Broken
boomed
Arrow.
That last one. He put
did,
the last
yeah.
one way over Cade's head, and that was just about as ugly as you could ask for, so thank you for that one.
Chandler Syed shanked that for the Tigers. 11-yard punt. Gives Union the football at their own 35-yard line with a first down. 9:09 to play in this first half. Union 10, Broken Arrow 7. Out come the Redskins with senior quarterback Grady Davenport. Senior Shamari Brooks in the backfield.
And Trey Brown.
And Trey Brown also in the backfield. The handoff is to Trey Brown. Brown goes off the right side. And going to be hit and dropped immediately. No gain on the play. Defensively for the Tigers, Austin Romine. Up there to make the stop. Maybe give him a yard. Second and nine, we'll call it.
And Gary Mosier's up in there. He's a strong safety. He's way up in there making the secondary tackle on that.
And again, two backs in the backfield. Trey Brown along with Shamari Brooks. Davenport takes the snap. Now he's going to pull it down and run with it. Nothing there. He's swarmed under there. Good job defensively for the Tigers. Austin Romine led the way there. So Derek Shaw had a piece of him as well. And it'd be maybe give him maybe a yard. So it's going to be third and long again. Third and eight for Union.
Well, I like what Coach Fred's doing here. He's got Trey Brown in the game, which we haven't seen him play a whole bunch of offense. But he's in the backfield. Now he's split out. They're trying to get the ball in his hands.
37-yard line. They need eight to the 45 for a first down. Broken Arrow almost jumped off sides again. They get back. Now Davenport steps back towards the line of scrimmage. Checks over for the offensive line call. Changing plays, it looks like. Shamari Brooks moves from his left to his right. Three receivers to the right, one to the left for the Redskins. Davenport looks to throw over the middle, and it is caught. First down at the 45-yard line of Broken Arrow. Nice pitch and catch to A.K. Wilson, the 5'10", 175-pound junior, to the Broken Arrow 45-yard line. First and 10, Union. C.J. Myers, the free safety, made the tackle. But a good pitch and catch there from Davenport to Wilson there. Good job. Snap goes back to Davenport, keeps it himself on the left side, gets just a couple of yards before he's knocked down there on the play by Austin Romine for Broken Arrow.
So that last play, I want to tell you that what a great job by Davenport, just staying in the pocket, staying still, and A.K. Wilson comes on about a 10-yard drag and got a great first down there. 21 yards they picked up on that play, just a great throw and catch.
This is second and eight now. Three receivers to the right side, nobody out left. Shamari Brooks to the right of the quarterback, Reedy Davenport, awaits for the direct snap. Takes a snap, hands to Brooks. Brooks cuts inside the 40, 35, 30. Cuts to the right side now at the 25-yard line. Stiff arms one man. Now is pushed down by another and pulled down at the 25-yard line. Taewon Daniels, they got a face mask full of arm there. Ricky Stromberg, good block on the right side. Sprung Shamari Brooks, first and 10 Union. Now the ball down at the Tigers 25-yard line, 26-yard line.
Just not quite enough for Shamari to break it loose, but heck of a job. Great run, great block by Stromberg.
17 yards for Brooks, and flag flies as they fake the handoff to Brooks on the play. It's going to be illegal procedure against Union. So instead of first and 10, make it first and 15, and they'll mark it back to the 31-yard line in Broken Arrow territory.
The referees over there on the outside saying that it must have been Kyrie. The receiver just didn't get set in time. The Redskins broke the huddle and moved up there quickly. A little bit too quickly, though, on the snap. Trying to make everybody set for 1 second is all they need, but must have had somebody moving towards the line of scrimmage.
So with the mark off, it's first and 15 now, Union, at the Broken Arrow 31-yard line. Davenport and Brooks in the backfield. Two receivers left, one to the right. Davenport fakes the handoff, throws down the right sideline, has a man at inside the five, and touchdown! Into the end zone, Kyrie Richardson for the second time tonight. Takes it a 31-yard touchdown pass from Grady Davenport. So 31-yard TD pass. And the Redskins have increased their lead to 16-7. The extra point coming up here. Taewon Daniels beaten again down there in the Tiger secondary.
What a great job there by Kyrie. And what I like about this game plan here tonight, folks, is that they're going to get it. They're going to go throw that ball downfield because the Tigers are saying, hey, Davenport, you're not going to be able to beat us. And Kyrie's going way up over that defender and making some really big plays.
Extra point by Rauschenberg is up. It's good. And Union leads Broken Arrow now 17-7 with 6:34 left in this first half. This is Redskins football on KRMG News Talk 102.3, 7:40 a.m.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Welcome back to Union High School Tuttle Stadium in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Rauschenberg kicks off, this time against the wind. It's a short kick and a bounce out of bounds at the Broken Arrow 21, so that'll be penalized, and Tigers will get some pretty good field position to start their drive with 6:34 left in the second quarter, and they trail now 17-7.
They do, and that scoring drive was greatly set up by Shamari Brooks scampering across the middle and breaking a 21-yard run there to set up a big old 31-yard touchdown. The neat thing there is after the false start on first down, they're set up for a first and 15, and they go deep. Kyrie goes 31 yards to put them up, like you said, 17-7.
So Rauschenberg's kickoff goes out of bounds and sets up Broken Arrow first and 10 at its own 35-yard line. Yeager, the quarterback, comes out again with Tucker Dunlap, his junior running back. Receiver splits to the right side is Matt Kaiser. A wing and a slot to the left side in tight. And Yeager waits for the snap from his own 35. Takes it, turns, hands off to Dunlap. Dunlap tries to cut inside. He's going to be knocked down for a loss about 3 yards on the play, though. That was Corey Piercy, the 6'3", 220-pound senior reserve defensive end, in on the tackle there.
Corey Piercy is a guy that comes in a little bit for the speed, and he gets back in the backfield. They try to run a stretch to the left side, which they're just trying to get to the corner, and he comes off this backside defensive end position and makes the tackle in the backfield. Great hustle.
It'll be second and 12 now for Broken Arrow from their own 33-yard line.
Little confusion, or maybe just taking their time. They're in no hurry to line up on this one.
Fisher now starts the play clock. 25-second play clock is counting down now, and ready to take the snap is Yeager by himself in the backfield. Takes it, looking to throw. Pitch back goes to Tucker Dunlap. Dunlap throws down the field and overthrows his intended receiver down there. Incomplete to Corbin Chambers. Redskins had two or three defenders back there, but
Matt,
it was well
Matt
over
Kaiser,
that.
Number 26, Matt Kaiser. They did a double pass. So they've warmed up Tucker Dunlap in the backfield a little bit tonight. They do a toss to it. Looks like he's going to do a toss sweep to the outside, and he just sets up to throw deep and a little bit too much for Kaiser.
Dunlap comes out now. Yeager, the quarterback. C.J. Myers in there. The back fender, he goes out to the left side. Jaeger looking to the left side to throw. Throws down in the middle. Wide open at the 50, 45, 40, 35. Hit and knocked down at the Union 34-yard line. Matt Kaiser, the split end, was wide open over the middle. Coming from the left side, went over the middle. Was wide open before being chased down. It's a first down, broken arrow, though, in Union territory at the Redskin 34-yard line.
Well, that offensive play call there. C.J. Myers goes from the backfield, motion out to the left side, and he and Matt Kaiser are out there. You don't want to lose Matt Kaiser, and so they focus on the motion man, C.J., and left Matt Kaiser on an inside skinny post, picking up 40.
40-yard pass play for the Tigers there. Business now, first and 10 at the Redskin 34-yard line. Jaeger takes the snap, hands off to Noah Cortez. Cortez breaks a couple tackles up the middle. Gets a nice gain, about 7-8 yards here before he is gang tackled. Cortez, a sophomore, 6 foot, 190 pounder. Corey Piercy, Patrick Fields combined on the tackle for Union, but not before he picked up 6 on the play. Second and 4 now, Tiger football at the Redskin 29-yard line.
They're pretty consistent on that first down. They're going to try to run it hard nose right up inside.
Jaeger now goes under center. Now he steps back. Cortez. He's going to stay under center now. They go 2-eye formation. Hands off to Cortez off the left side. Swarmed under, pushed back. No gain on the play. It'll be third down and short. So that's the first time we've seen that under the center in eye formation. That's some old school football.
Yes,
there, Jack.
I'm looking to see who the fullback is, and they don't have anybody listed as a fullback. They've got Kaiser Newell as a linebacker and James Morrison as a wide receiver. Neither one of them look like a linebacker or a wide receiver, but maybe it's the 6'1", 195. I'm not sure which one that guy is, but we're going to say it's Kaiser Newell, the linebacker playing fullback.
Tigers a third down and 4 from the Union 28. Back to pass, Jaeger looks to the right side, throws, has a man. First down, has been pushed out of bounds, the 23-yard line, caught by Cade Nagy. Been his favorite, one of his favorite receivers tonight, the junior. Raphael Williams knocked him out of bounds, but not before Broken Arrow converts on a third and short, and it's first down Tigers at the Union 20-yard line, and Broken Arrow on the drive.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They're consistently changing up the offense, keeping the defense guessing. They line up overloaded left, line up trips right, motion to the right. It's a very, very complex offense at this point, and Jaeger is doing a good job of realming it.
Noah Cortez in the backfield with him. Jaeger now back in a shotgun formation. Two receivers to the left side. Nobody out to the right here. Turns and hands off to Cortez up the middle and nowhere. Boy, he is stoned right there by the center of that Redskin defense, led by Jordan Kelly, the 6'4", 300-pound junior nose guard.
Big hustle there in the middle. If any time you can stop it in the middle, like you've seen him a couple times, get up there into second down and third or fourth yards, and that's just such a difference to start now at second and 12.
Braden Spicer also in there on the hit to lose 2 on the play, so second and 12 for Broken Arrow. They're at the Union 22-yard line. Need to get to the 10 for a first and goal. Snap in the backfield with the senior quarterback, Cade Jaeger. Jaeger takes a snap, looks to his left, still looking, has time. Now he runs to the right side at the 25 and run out of bounds at the 24-yard line. He may get a yard on the play. And that'll be it. It'll be third and long for the Tigers. Who ran him out of there?
Ralphie did. Ralphie Williams came.
Williams.
Yeah, he did a great job dropping into coverage and then coming up to cover that. They're going to give him a loss of another yard. So
wow.
He hustled up there, and Ralphie did such a good job coming out of coverage. Cade didn't pick up anything, actually lost the yard. The coaches are out on the field talking. Bacek got hit a little late after the action.
Third and 13 now for Broken Arrow. The ball to the Union 23. Need to get to the 10-yard line for a first down as Jaeger by himself in the backfield. Two receivers left, 3 to the right side. Jaeger looks left, now looks back right. Now starts to run. Pressure, throws down sideline and incomplete, out of bounds. Big pass rush put on there by Braden Spicer, and Cade Jaeger had just thrown it away down the sideline. It'll be a fourth down. Let's see what the kind of field goal kicker they have here. Chandler Syed comes in to attempt a field goal.
Well, they went back to the well on that one. That's the same one they picked up that 40-yard pass play to Kaiser. They motioned C.J. out of the backfield, did that crossing route, and Union said, fooled me once, it's not going to happen again.
Andrew Ryan will snap it. Tucker Dunlap will hold. And Chandler Syed will attempt a kick of 40 yards. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 40-yard field goal by Chandler Syed with 2:51 left in the first half. Closes the lead of Union to 17-10. Union 17, Broken Arrow 10. This is Union Football on KRMG 102.3 740.
We opened our TTCU checking account before the $100 bonus.
But for us, it was about the service. You see the benefits of having all your accounts at TTCU, but maybe you hesitate.
Well, now when you open a new checking account, online or in person at TTCU, they will give you $100. Not-for-profit, member-owned, TTCU, the credit union.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG FM, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa. Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back to the action here as Broken Arrow after their field goal of 40 yards kicks off to Union, returned by Patrick Fields. It'll be marked down at the Union 39-yard line. So 2:45 left to play in the first half. Redskins have 61 yards away from the Tiger end zone.
Put a nice little march together here. Looks like A.K. Wilson's going to take the first snap.
Wilson ready to take a direct snap. Runs off to his left side. He's going to be hit in the backfield. Goes ahead, maybe falls forward to the 40, maybe got a yard on the play. Carter Key, the linebacker, 6'2", 220-pound senior. Read that well and stopped it for no gain.
Union said you can snap it to an alternate quarterback. We can do the same thing. Last week, A.K. did a double pass. Well, it took the run and actually threw back to the receiver and did a great job scoring a touchdown to Kyrie.
A.K. Wilson staying in there to take the snap again on a second down and 9. Ryan Brooks, the backfield. Grady Davenport is back in there. Davenport takes a snap, throws quickly off to the right side. Breaking tackle at the 40, up to the 44-yard line. Pass complete to Jared Nichols. It'll be third down for Union. Gary Mosap on the defensive tackle for Broken Arrow. Third and 7. At the 42, need to get to the 49 for a first down is Davenport. Brooks off to his left side. Tigers show a blitz. Now they back out of it here, and quickly Davenport steps away and looks to the sideline for another play. 2:05 left in this opening half. 17-10. Union leads Broken Arrow. Davenport throws down on the right side, has a man down on the knee at the 46-yard line, caught by Kyrie Richardson. He was wide open, nobody around him, but the pass a bit low. Kyrie took a knee to catch the football, was blown dead immediately at the 46, but it's good for a first down. C.J. Myers defensively for the Tigers.
Well, they had to pick up 8 yards or so on that play, and C.J. gave him plenty of room to just hitch up right underside him.
Davenport hands to Brooks, the 46 to the 40, spins down there, gained about 6 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 4. Clock is running now down to the minute 40 mark left in this first half. Union 17, Broken Arrow 10. This is state quarterfinal playoff football in Class 6A1 in Oklahoma. Davenport, 2nd and 4. Snap, fakes to Brooks, passes out the left side. Caught there at the 40. First down at the 35-yard line, and pulled down there is Jared Nichols. First down, Union.
Good hustle there by the defense to get outside. I'd really like to see Nichols make that catch and get downfield. Good drive down the field. He tucked his head.
C.J. Morris split left, 2 receivers to the right. Shamari Brooks in the backfield with Davenport. Official steps in first. That's Kyrie Richardson on the right side. Split out there with A.K. Wilson. Officials get things straightened out. Now they start the clock again. 1:15 and running. This is 1st and 10. Union at the Broken Arrow 35. Davenport back to pass. Looks down the left side. Can't find anybody. Now runs out to the right side. Being chased by two Tigers. Tucks it and runs. 40, 35, and out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Inside the 30, actually, 27-yard line. He'll be picking about eight. Be second and two. Runs out of bounds. Stops the clock with exactly 1 minute left in the first half. Union leading Broken Arrow 17-10.
They were looking to go to C.J. Moore downfield on a deep post. And it looked like just before he got ready to release that thing, Davenport had to tuck it away with pressure. And that's the first time since probably that game in the first game of the season when we've seen Davenport get downfield and really get after it.
A little confusion of who's coming out. Finally, Kyrie Richardson came off the field. Lawrence Harris stays in there for Union. Second and two. Three of the receivers to the left side. Taking the pass, Davenport. Hands off. It goes to Shamari Brooks. Brooks inside the 25-yard line. First down, Redskins. He bats his way down to the 23-yard line. First down for Union. 54 seconds left. Josh Cutshaw, nice block on the right guard, reserve right guard. 6'2", 270-pound senior. Help lead the way for Shamari. Clock back running now under 50 seconds to play. From the 23-yard line of Broken Arrow, first and 10. Handoff goes, and Brooks is caught and thrown down right away at the 25-yard line. They're going to lose a yard on the play.
What a play made there. Derek Shaw came across, was kind of held, and he was coming to the being held and actually made a tackle by the horse collar, but brought Shamari down right there.
Redskins take a timeout with 38 seconds left here. We'll keep it right here with 38 seconds left to play in this first half. Union 17, Broken Arrow 10. Quite a bit different from the first time these two teams met, second week of the season. Union totally dominating and beating Broken Arrow 42-7.
Yeah, it's a little bit different team, like they said. Those Tigers out here are fighting tonight and look like a completely different team. I tell you, when we played them the first time with the guys that were hurt, they were outmatched and outsized, and this is evident that those guys are back on the field and healthy, and they're a well-seasoned team right now, looking good.
38 seconds left in this first half. Broken Arrow had their season open at Trinity, Texas, lost 39-16. Then Union beat him the second week of the season, 42-7. So they started 0-2, came into this game 6-4, 4-2 in district play. Union, meanwhile, ranked number three in the state, 8-2, 6-1 in the district. Second 11 to 24, Davenport throws, caught at the 20-yard line, spun down right there. Caught by A.K. Wilson, short gain on the play, and once again, Union's going to stop the clock here with 31 seconds left to play. They've got one timeout left here. They lead 17-10. They're facing a third and seven. They're at the Tigers' 20-yard line. So, Broken Arrow, after the first two losses of the season, they beat Owosso 14-10, then beat UConn 33-9. They lost at Jenks, the number one team in the state, 62-24. Beat Westmore 36-28, lost at Edmond Santa Fe 18-6. Then the Tigers put together a three-game win streak coming into tonight's game. They won at Norman 28-7. They beat Edmond Memorial 31-7. And last week beat Sepulpa 52-16. 6-4, 4-2 in district play.
I'll tell you, their season was a little bit heavy in the beginning and lightened up for them at the end, playing Sepulpa and Edmond and Norman. So it was a perfect time for them to put things together. They're fighting hard tonight, but Union looks pretty tough. They're throwing the ball well, running the ball well, and if they just continue to do what they do well, I don't think they'll be stopped.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Shamari Brooks in the backfield with the quarterback, Lee Davenport, waiting for the direct snap. Third and seven from the 20. Pressure on, throws the screen, caught by Brooks, 20, 15, 10, cuts inside at the 5 to the end zone, touchdown. Shamari Brooks, 20-yard touchdown reception. Beautifully called screen pass from Grady Davenport. And the Redskins, with 22 seconds, that's all left to play in this second quarter, have now added their lead at 23-10.
Well, I'll tell you what, they couldn't have set that up any better than they did right there. They haven't run the screen in a few weeks, and they set that one up, and Brady Davenport held on to the ball just long enough to take a shot, actually, which is what you want to do. And he took a shot, handed right into the hands of Shamari Brooks, and great blocking downfield to spring him loose. So far tonight, Brady Davenport is 100% no incompletions. After the first incompletion, he's been perfect. That's awesome.
And Rauschenberg's been perfect as well. Extra point is up and good. His third extra point of the night. That to go with a 52-yard field goal and 22 seconds left to play in this first half. Union has now extended their lead to two touchdowns, or 14 points, 24-10. Over Broken Arrow. We'll take a quick timeout. This is Redskins football on 102.3 740 KRMG.
Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride.
You want to rock down the road and roll with the best, so get good tires that'll pass the test through wear and tear and rain and shine. And the price is right, too. Now, ain't that fine? We've been rolling out quality for years, it's true. Everyday tires and custom, too.
You have many choices when it comes to automotive repair and maintenance. I'd like you to consider that from new tires to brake and alignment work, oil changes to fluid flushes and mechanical repairs, for over 40 years, folks in Green Country have been choosing Cecil and Sons discount tires for their tires, maintenance services, and mechanical repair needs. To all of them, we want to say thank you for your trust and for your business. Now, we've grown to 3 locations to serve you. Our 2 in Sand Springs, plus our newest location at 100 South Main in Sepulpa. Why not come on down yourself to any of our 3 locations and see why so many second, third, and even fourth generation customers keep choosing Cecil and Sons discount tires for their automotive care needs.
We're a solid part of your community. It's a big, proud piece of our history.
Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Union kicks off after scoring their 3rd touchdown of the evening, 24-10. Caleb Scott took the kickoff, returned it to the Broken Arrow 32-yard line. And that's where the Tigers will have it with just 16 seconds left in this opening half. Coach David Alexander calls his Tigers back for a moment. Now sends them out on the field here. Broken Arrow in their road white, black and gold helmets, black and gold trim for the Tigers. Corbin Chambers is in the backfield. And they're just going to take a knee, and down goes the quarterback, Cade Yeager. Now a flag flies. So wait a minute, with 13 seconds left, they're throwing a flag here. Come on, guys, we're just trying to get in the half.
I was going to say, they were just going to the victory formation, take it to half.
How do you mess that up? Somebody must have jumped or moved or something. Coach Frederick says now decline the penalty. Let's end this half here. An illegal shift on the offense. It's going to cost him 5 yards, but I think Coach Frederick refused the penalty and just trying to end this half here. So still first down, first and 10. Should be second. Yeah, it is second. Yeah, second and 10. Fisher was wrong. There's second
well,
down
it's dead
and 10.
Ball, he said. So if it's
but it's just
going
to be a knee anyway. Yeager's away to take the snap on the center there. Takes it, now goes to a knee. That's going to end the first half. Union 24, Broken Arrow 10, and state quarterfinal play. Trying to get to the semifinals of state 6A1. Redskins go to the half with a 14-point lead. Be sure to stay with us at halftime. Doc Blevins is a real special guest back from a sensational record-breaking season at the Air Force Academy. Former Redskin quarterback Kirk Pearson is back in town, and Doc Blevins will talk to him when we come to halftime here. It's Union 24, Broken Arrow 10 at the half. You're listening to Redskins football on KRMG 102.3 740.